Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Before we get into our message, I have an announcement to make, and I love making these announcements. We have a young couple in our church who have decided to spend the rest of their lives together, and that is Maddie and Keegan. Now I'm going to have them come up and each give a 20-minute dissertation. I told him in the hallway earlier, I says, I'm going to make an announcement. He goes, I don't have to get up and talk, do I? I said, no. Thank you. Thank you. All right, my message today is short and it's sweet. It is called Yada. And we'll find out what Yada means in a little bit. But if you have your Bibles with you, turn to Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. I think it's interesting. There's a lot of directions in these few verses. It says that we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. And if you look around in our culture today, there's not a whole lot of any of those. None of those characteristics are being exemplified in our social media, in television, just the culture in general. There's not a whole lot of that. And if you he said, I need to turn my phone off. And I don't know if you've gone out with some of the people who continue to go Christmas shopping, but there's not a lot of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience at Walmart. It says that we are to bear with each other and forgive one another. To bear means to take on, to take on a burden. So sometimes there are certain people who are a burden to us. There are certain people that we have a difficult time being around. And that's just the reality. But it says that we are to bear with those people. We are to forgive those people who we may have a grievance against. There's a lot of things in here that we are called to do, to forgive as the Lord forgave. And then it says, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. And then there's a period there. And then there's a very small phrase. And be thankful. It's almost as the author was saying, here are all these things that we're supposed to do. Period. Oh, and by the way, be thankful. Be thankful. I know Pastor Aaron talked about this, and we're going to read this scripture in a little bit that he went over. But it says to be thankful. It means that to be something means that it is a part of who you are. Correct? It is something that you have. It's something that is a part of you. And I was thinking about Larry's message when he said, you are forgiven. Act like it. What a perfectly simple phrase. If you are forgiven, so act like you're forgiven. And begin to put on these things. And by the way, be thankful. Be thankful. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, these are the verses that Aaron went through just a couple weeks ago. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I think it's interesting that in Colossians it says, be thankful. But in this verse it says, give thanks. You see, you can't give something that you don't have. So if you are not thankful, you can't give thanks. Is that right? You can't give it if you don't have it. So it's interesting that this is actually saying, be thankful, but don't just be thankful. You need to give thanks. It needs to come out of you. You see, being able to give thanks is something that is inside of you that has to get out. There is a thankfulness there that has to come out. I wrote a couple things down here. Are you thankful for what you have, or do you focus on what you don't have? You see, if you watch television at all, especially this time of year, you see commercials for Lexus. And Jaguars. And all of these things, and earbuds, and this, and that, and this. Trying to get you to buy what you don't have. They want you to fixate on the things that you don't have and tell you, you deserve these things. We live in a culture that breeds the mentality of, don't focus on what you have, don't be content, don't be satisfied, focus on what you don't have. So, if you are a thankful person, and you give thanks, you focus on the things that you have and the things that you can give, and not on what you don't have. Well, if I just had a Jaguar, I would be more thankful. No, you wouldn't. I talked with a guy who I believe is a millionaire, and we were just talking about stuff. I was doing some work for him, and he says, I'm going to tell you something that I've learned. And he did not grow up with money. And he says, if you are not happy without money, you will not be happy with money. But we think, oh, if I just had this, if I just had that, if I just had these things, I would be happy. No, you wouldn't. If you're not content and thankful where you are right now, no matter what your circumstances, you will not be thankful in other circumstances, according to these scriptures. I had a visit with a guy that I used to work with, and I worked for him for probably 15 years in the orthopedics business. And he got laid off, and he now works for SNAP, which is Spokane Neighborhood Assistance Program, I believe is what it's called. But what they do is they help people who are truly in need, who have fallen on hard times, who are having a hard time paying their bills, paying their electric bills, their utilities, whatever. They can call this SNAP, and SNAP will work for you to see what they can do to help you in those situations. And so he gets a phone call just a week ago from a mother, and she is married and she has four kids. And her husband both lost their jobs due to COVID shutdowns. And so they have been struggling just to survive. And with four kids, they're having a very difficult time doing so. And they went to Walmart. They're both working at Walmart now just to do something to bring in enough money just to survive. And they only let them work 20 hours a week at Walmart. That's all they can get. So the two of them together are working basically full-time at Walmart. And if you know anything about Walmart, you're not making much. So here's a family, a mother and a father who are trying to support their four children on one income, basically, from Walmart. But they're doing the best that they can. So they got a hold of my friend at SNAP, and he was able to connect them with some certain programs that we have available. And she was on the other end of the line, and she was so thankful for the assistance that they were getting, no matter what it was. But she, to the point that she, my friend John was saying, oh, don't, and he's saying it in his mind, don't start crying. Don't start crying on the other end of the phone, because if you start crying, I'm going to start crying, and that's just not where I want to be right now. And she was, you could tell she was breaking up. She was thankful, even though she had nothing. She was thankful for what little bit they could do to help. You see, those are the people that I want to help. Those who are thankful. I don't know if you've ever helped any families or any people in need, and they are not gracious, and they are not thankful for the help. This lady is in probably the worst place they've ever been, yet she had a thankful heart. You see, we can learn something from her. We can learn something from these people who can find it in their hearts to be moved to tears, to being thankful for what they have. She wasn't focusing on what they didn't have. In fact, she was doing everything that she could along with her husband to make things as good as possible. Yet she was very thankful for the help. In Psalm 100, verses 1 through 4, and this is in the, I'm going to read out of the New King James Version. It says it's a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. You see, I love that verse. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. If you visualize the temple was surrounded by the temple walls. And in order to gain access into the temple, which is where God dwelled, it was where his Shekinah glory dwelled with his people. And in order to get into his presence, you had to go through a gate. And it says, enter those gates with thanksgiving. You see, the key to entering into the gates, to get into the inner courts, was thanksgiving. The ability to enter into his presence. You see, we can't enter into his presence without first accessing the gates with thanksgiving. And then it says, enter his courts with praise. So once you have the thanksgiving, then you can praise. But you can't reverse that. You can't have praise for God unless you are first thankful for who he is and what he's done in our lives. And that word, or that phrase, be thankful to him, is yada in the Hebrew. And it is a verb. It means to throw, to shoot, or to cast. To be thankful is an action word. It's not just something you have. It's not just an adjective that defines you. It is actually a verb that moves you from being thankful and having thanks to giving it out. To cast out, to shoot, to send something out. It's an action of something that's already happening inside. So during this time, and I've been praying, and I was talking with John, about this family and her being so thankful. And I asked him, I says, so I understand that they're struggling. And I understand that it is Christmas time. And I understand that there are a lot of families out there that need help. And the thing is, we can't help everyone. But you know what? We can help this family. We have an incredible group of people here, an incredible family, that whenever a need arises, you guys answer the call. And that is awesome. So I asked John, I says, and he never mentioned her name or anything, I says, John, can I contact her? Is it legal? I mean, I don't know the legal ramifications. I don't know. I work in the medical field. It's HIPAA this, HIPAA that. You can't say nothing about nobody. Oh, where did you hear about that? Oh, that's a violation. And all you're trying to do is help. So I wanted to make sure that we were going through the right channels. And so he went back to work the next day, and he calls me up. He goes, I asked my boss and said, well, my friend is a pastor at New Hope Christian Center, and he would like to contact them to help them with gifts for Christmas. Would that be okay? And she goes, that would be awesome. So he texts me her information, so I texted her. And I was going to call her, but if she's like me, if I don't know the number, I ain't answering. So I sent her a text, and I said, hi, my name is Pastor Jim, and I'm from New Hope Christian Center, and I was talking with my friend who works at SNAP, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and I says, we would really like to help. And if you're okay with that, then just please respond. And I wanted to make sure to let her know that this is not a trap. Send us your social security number and your bank account, and we'll put money in your bank for you. No, I just want to say there's no strings attached. We just want to help. And so she texts me back, and she says, that would be amazing. So I got a list. I said, send me a list of all your family members, including you and your husband, and give us a list of the things that you would like for Christmas. And she says, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but what kind of amount are you thinking? You know, and bless her heart, she didn't want to assume anything. And I says, I understand that you have a couple older kids. When kids get older, they want more expensive stuff. And so I says, just make out a list, break it down into each individual child, and include yourself and your husband in the list of what you would like. So she sent me back this thing, and her list is just she wanted comfortable slippers, a pair of coffee mugs, because all of hers have broken handles, and a cozy blanket to cuddle up on the couch in. Holy crap. Who asks for coffee mugs for Christmas? Because usually you get them anyways, correct? But that's all she wanted. And I thought, you know what? This lady's legit. So I began to think about yada, which is an action. Be thankful. I am very thankful for what I have. Do I have everything that I ever wanted? No, I don't. Do I have everything that I ever needed? Yes, I do. And you know what? We are to be thankful and content and satisfied right where we are. And that our thankfulness comes out in being loving and compassionate to other people who have fallen on difficult times. This family has fallen on difficult times. And you know what? I figured we could all gather all of our resources and we can bless a family. You know, we're very good at taking care of our own family here at New Hope Christian Center because we are family. But I began to think, you know what? How about we begin to impact some families in our community? Because for someone to reach out to that family without any strings attached, without ever meeting them, without having to fill out a resume, are you worthy of our generosity? No. I just felt God put it on my heart to say, be thankful and show it. So I am challenging you guys. We have the list. I don't know if you'd like to just give towards this. We're going to use some of our Project Share money that we've have stored up. But I want to do the best that we can to make their Christmas brighter. And from God, this is from God. It's not that we're awesome, although we are. But this is what God has called us to do. And so I want to yada, not just be thankful, but give thanks and then show it. What an incredible way to show God's love. Because there's so many families just like them that because of the circumstances of 2020, who are in the very same place that they are. We can't help them all, but we can help some. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm going to have the music ministry team come up. You're going to get out of here early.
Bless you.
Be thankful. I've got one more verse for you. And it's, as believers, we always have something to be thankful for. No matter what our circumstances, we have something to be thankful for. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 through 28, it says, at that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. You see, there's coming a time when God is going to shake the earth, just not the earth, but the heavens as well. And everything that is not firm, that is not rooted in Him, is going to be shaken and destroyed. And it says those things that can be shaken are those things that are created. It's those things that we put our faith in. Things that are important to us. It's those things that we tend to put above our relationship with God. And He says, I'm going to shake them all. And what remains will be absolute truth, absolute love, absolute justice, absolute righteousness. You see, this is just a temporary dwelling for our spirits. The Bible says that we are aliens in this world. And the hope that we have is what God has promised us, where His Son will rule. He will rule justly. He will rule with righteousness. Everything is going to be absolutely fair. I don't know if you've noticed, the people that rule over us aren't exactly just, aren't exactly righteous, and they aren't exactly fair. But what we're living in right now is temporary. Because when we have faith in Him, we have this promise of a time where there will be no tears. There will be no sorrow. There will be no injustice. There will be no politicians.
Hallelujah.
And for that, I'm very, very thankful. Amen?
Amen?
We have a hope that, and I know that what is coming is going to be way better than 2020. It has to be. It has to be. So we are to be thankful. We are not only to be thankful, we are to give thanks. And we are to yada, we are to let that come out. We are to cast that out to people around us. I don't know if you've ever seen those third world countries with those fishing nets and they just go, phew. That's what we are to be with our thanksgiving. It's cast out to those around us. It's not something that we hold on to. It's something that we can't hold on to anymore. It's got to come out. So let's do that, especially during this time of year. Let's yada. Thankfulness for God and what He's already done in our lives. Thankful for what He is going to do in our lives. And a thankfulness that we can show to the rest of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Please stand. I was just in the back talking with Belinda about how to go about this. I'm the idea guy. Belinda is the realist, the administrator, and she basically tells me what to do. She's the one that holds me down as far as being realistic, because I don't think that way. I think in ideas. I don't think of how I'm going to carry it out. And God has given me a wife that keeps me on the straight and narrow. Because without her, I'd be living in a cardboard box somewhere. Quite sure. But I think the best way to go about that is if you do want to help, just give to Project Share, and then we will take those monies. I was going over the list, and they have a 14-year-old boy who's 6'1" and wears a size 15 shoe.
Woo!
I don't even know if they make size 15 shoes. But I think it's going to be best if I just heard that I'm going to be shopping all afternoon. So pray for me. Help me to be thankful. Like Beth said, your nap's probably not going to happen until like 5 o'clock today, but it's like, that's all right. But if you'd like to help, just go ahead and mark that for Project Share. And thank you ahead of time, because I know you guys are incredible when it comes to giving. So thank you. It's going to be quite an honor to help this family. It's something that we really haven't done in the past. But I know, just looking at Heidi over here, I know that Charlie Baziotis, who owns Calico Kitchen, he's been shut down, and that means people are out of work. And so I know he's been raising money to help his family at Calico. And that's what it's supposed to be like. If we see needs and we can at all help, I believe it is our duty as children of God to do so. So just remember to be thankful no matter what the circumstances. I've learned a lot from just texting with this mom of four. God bless her. And I guess her husband wears the same size clothes and shoes as her son does. Goodness gracious. And you can imagine what they eat. But just thank you ahead of time. And let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are, for what you've done in our lives and what you continue to do in our lives. Help us, Lord, to have one ear open to your Holy Spirit, so that we may realize those opportunities that we have on a daily basis to bless others with what you've blessed us with. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Help us to be obedient in humility, gentleness, kindness, patience, and peace. Lord, help us to look different, to act different than the world that we live in that is so dark and so selfish. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have the opportunity. I thank you for connecting me with my friend who happened to do this, who happened to be in contact with her. It's not random. It's not a coincidence. It is your hand at work, connecting the dots so that we can bring you glory. We thank you. We ask that you would bless us, be with all the families that cannot make it here on a regular basis. Be with them, Heavenly Father, right where they are, and help them to focus on being thankful as well. We thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And everybody said, amen. You are dismissed.